So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved.
Deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive.
Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Hello, hello, deep divers. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Deep Dive Musings. I am in Lisbon, Portugal at the time of this recording, and I've had a whirlwind of the past kind of like 10 days, and I was speaking at A-Fest in Portugal. I was speaking at the Oslo Freedom Forum in Norway, and while at the Oslo Freedom Forum specifically, I had an experience where I doubted my message. My message of choosing love and how everyone's choosing love, I doubted it for the very first time in a long time. And that experience taught me a lot. And so today's episode is going to dive into that experience and what I learned through going through it and how you will be able to take that and hopefully go and apply it to your life so that you can be a bright, shining beacon of light for people to shift into a more loving world. And before we dive into the episode itself, I wanted to respond to something that I've been getting on my Instagram over the past few days, which is people were asking me kind of what my health routines are. What do I do for my health, especially while I'm traveling? And one of the biggest things that I do is I travel with a bunch of superfoods. I travel with some powders that I make into shakes. I travel with pills that I take for various things, whether it's probiotic, prebiotic, or for overall health, or if it's something for help with digestion or something to help with immunity boosting. I travel with all of these things, and I specifically use a brand called Purium, P-U-R-I-U-M. The website is iShop.com. Purium.com. I will put that in the show notes. Basically, all organic, non-GMO, no artificial colors, flavors, sweeteners, all of that stuff. And it's why I started using it, because people I knew were using this other company. And when I looked at the ingredients, there were a bunch of things that didn't even sound natural, like blah, 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 number 10. I was like, I don't know where that grows. So I'm not a huge fan. But this one is literally on the back for like the powder specifically. It's organic alfalfa sprout, organic wheatgrass, organic, you know, ginger root, all that kind of stuff. And it was all things that I understood. And that was really important to me. I've been using it probably for, I've probably been using it at this point for like 7 or 8 months. And I travel with it. It takes up most of my carry-on. And so, people were asking, if you want to give it a try, I suggest you go to their website and use the code ADAMROA, ADAMROA, all one word, and you'll get 25% off your order or $50 off your order, I believe, whatever's more. You can give it a shot. They have a unconditional money-back guarantee as well, so you can try it risk-free. I highly recommend, even if you're not using that brand, I highly recommend that you start getting regular supplementation of nutrients into your life. I don't necessarily believe in like the protein powders and those things. Like the one I travel with isn't even a protein powder. It is literally just a bunch of superfoods, because sometimes it's difficult to find the nutrition while on the road. Sometimes I'm at these events and they have a buffet lunch and I'm like, ooh, I don't want to eat any of this. And then I go back to my hotel room and I just make a shake. So, get the nutrition however you can. I encourage you to try Purium because it's the best one that I've found so far. So, yeah. All right. Now, diving into the doubting of the message, essentially, I went to Oslo Freedom Forum. That is the largest event of the year that's put on by the Human Rights Foundation. And I felt so honored to even be included as a speaker, because some of the speakers previous years, especially, you know, Nobel Prize winners, people who have been awarded by their countries various medals and things, people who are at the front lines of human rights activism, and some of the people I was talking to when I first arrived, before the conference officially started and all the speakers were mingling and such, were people who had, one guy literally had been released only a few months ago after being held prisoner in his country and tortured and humiliated, and only because of international pressure was he released. For the first time in history, his government released a prisoner, and it was him. And instead of running and hiding and being like, oh, thank God, I can live and I'm just going to lay low, he's out there in the world now speaking. He went to this conference and is speaking about it and shining light on it. So I'm sure his government is not happy. And he then there's another young man in his 20s who had been spreading messages of freedom in his country, and was literally had his friends and family members, had members of his friends and his family members killed because of the actions that he's been taking. The fact that I was speaking to people who were spreading messages of freedom and spreading messages of love, and for those messages, we were wanted dead, were under constant threat by their governments, was incredibly humbling. Because for my message that I'm spreading literally right now, I don't fear for my life. I don't need to travel with constant security guards around me the way that these individuals do. I'm allowed to go back to my country, unlike some of these individuals. It's a really big deal what they're doing by being willing to go out and speak on these topics. And so I want to presence us all to that as I'm speaking now. The people who are spreading messages like this on this planet, who are doing so at the risk of their own life, and the privilege that we have. The privilege that we have where that's not the case. And in my mind, that has heightened my resolve. It's made me want to stand even stronger in this message. It's wanted me to put even more of myself into my message, because I recognize that I have this privilege and I want to use it. I want to use it in a way that I find to be positive and that supports the people who don't have the same privilege. And so speaking to these people, I went, whoa, and it really humbled me. And then Matthew, my friend who was traveling with me, said, well, what are you going to speak about? Because I was going through my imposter syndrome of, do I even deserve to be on this stage? What have I ever done? And going through that imposter syndrome, I was thinking, okay, well, let me get clear about what is my message. And he said, well, what are you going to speak about? And I said, I'm going to talk about how everyone is choosing love the best they can with the tools they've got. Everyone. And he went, really? I mean, you just talk to people who have literally been tortured and who have had their friends and family killed by dictators, and you want to tell them that everyone is choosing love. Everyone. And I went, and I doubted myself. I really doubted myself for the very first time that I can remember. I doubted that message. And I went back to my hotel room and I meditated and I journaled and I thought about it. And I spoke about this on stage at Oslo Freedom Forum, by the way, where I had a lot of memories coming up of my own sexual trauma, being molested at the age of 5. And I was sitting in that and I realized that that shifted for me, that my relationship to that event and like the energy I was holding in my system, all of that shifted for me fairly recently when I switched into a state of forgiveness. And I switched into a state of forgiveness and truly was able to forgive when I was able to drop into a state of compassion. And I was able to drop into a state of compassion when I arrived at an understanding that this person who molested me, he's a human being, and he was seeking to love himself. He was seeking to ease his pain, or he was seeking to feel something because he felt so numb, or he was seeking to numb what he felt. He was seeking something, and he felt like molesting me was the way to do that. It was an act of self-love in that moment. Understand, this is like, to say that to someone who's just recently been molested, probably not the best move. You know, there's some processing that gets to happen. Someone who's just been raped, to say the person who raped you is seeking something, seeking like to feel powerful because they feel so unseen on the planet, seeking to feel connected because they feel so disconnected, seeking to feel pleasure because they feel so much pain in their day-to-day, whatever it is, they're seeking something. It's an act of self-love, as misguided as it might be. And so I feel like deep down I can see that. And it shifted for me when I was able to find that and embody that. And so it's not about absolving anyone of their actions. I don't accept the actions as being, yep, that's totally fine. Go ahead and keep molesting people. Go ahead and keep raping people. No, not at all. However, it's empowering to recognize the human that is underneath that veneer of monster, that veneer of dictator, that veneer of evil, that it can sometimes be easier to label people as. And underneath that, finding the human allows us compassion. And when we can find that compassion, we can find the forgiveness, and we can find the forgiveness, we free ourselves from the chains of oppression that are self-inflicted when we hold on to that anger, that resentment, that blame, all of that. When we hold on to that stuff, no one's forcing us to hold on to that. They may be the result of an event that was outside of our control, and no one's forcing us to keep holding on to it. There's a difference from being a victim to holding a victim mentality. So two very different things. And so I realized how powerful it was for me to remember that these people were trying to love themselves, and what that did in my own life that was beneficial. And I came to the understanding that, well, when I step on the stage at Oslo Freedom Forum, it's more important than ever that I continue to shout that message, that I continue to hold firm in that understanding, because this forum, as one activist after the next takes the stage and talks about their fight, what's going on the planet, things that most people have no idea, like right now in Venezuela, they are literally starving people to death. People who are opposed to the government, they're starving them to death, cutting off all of their food. People in Cameroon who speak English are being, like, they're having their villages burned. The women in Saudi Arabia who helped start the movement to get the Saudi women the right to drive are still in prison, being electrocuted and waterboarded. I was hearing at Oslo Freedom Forum some of the darkest human rights violations that are happening on the planet right now. I was being exposed to, so was everyone being exposed to that. And it's easy sometimes to fall into, well, screw those people, the dictators, the governments, they're evil. It's easy to label them and say they're not even human, because I'm going to give them that label of tyrant, asshole, like whatever, and dehumanize them. But if we dehumanize them, we're doing the very thing that they did to commit those human rights violations in the first place, because people aren't committing those violations on people they think are human and they feel as being human just like them. They've dehumanized them as being the rebels or the opposition or the enemy. And they dehumanize them, and that's how they lose their compassion, and therefore they commit these human rights violations. Same with factory farming. It's kind of a different example, but factory farming, the people who are like hitting the pigs or hitting, like throwing chickens or whatever, they've de-animalized them, or they're not seeing them as conscious beings anymore. They see them as just things. And people can do that with other human beings. And so if we do that with the dictators or the tyrants or whatever, what we've done is the same thing. And therefore, whatever solution we're fighting for, it's going to create something that carries the same energetic. Like Einstein said, you cannot solve a problem with the same level of thinking that created it. So if we are dehumanizing the opposition, we are carrying the same level of thinking that created the problem. There's no solution that we will arrive at that will actually help us break out of that pattern. We will arrive at one solution that will eventually, over time, evolve to show that it has the same fundamental thinking at its core, and we stay stuck in this cycle, which we have been. Human beings have been stuck in this cycle for so long. And that is why I felt more important than ever, I got to get up on that stage and deliver my message to remind people, in the face of darkness, in the face of this intense shadow, can you hold love in your heart? When you know that you have fight in you, are you fighting against something or are you fighting for something? The name of the conference, Oslo Freedom Forum. Are you fighting for freedom or are you fighting against tyranny? And it might look the same to you on paper. You might think, well, what's really the difference? There's a difference. There's a difference in your heart. There's a difference in the energetic. And if you've listened to me speak at all, or if you've gone back through these podcasts, you know that how I believe the world to work is we are radio transmitters. We receive and transmit frequency. The frequency I receive, meaning the ideas that pop into my head in those moments, like, oh, that's an interesting idea. Where did that come from? That came from me being a match to that idea on a frequency level. So while the action that you can think of right now might look the same to fight against something and for something, the ideas that you have along the way will be different. And that's where we get to design systems and solutions that are different, that help, that give us the opportunity to break out of these patterns we've been stuck in for so long and create something new, a more loving world. And so in your own life, my question for you is, the things that you see that you are opposed to, that you would prefer not be the case in your own life, are you fighting against them? Or are you fighting for the things that you actually want? The people in your life who you feel have wronged you, the people in your life who you do not feel like you get along with, who do not understand you, are you seeing them as human beings with all of their own wants and hopes and goals and dreams? Are you seeing them through the lens of compassion, or are you seeing them as in your way? Are you seeing them as less than human? Are you seeing them as less than you? Even if you see them as human, are they less than you because they don't agree with you? Are you seeing them as the sum of their actions and judging them on that? Shift that mindset. Remember that everyone is choosing love the best they can. And our role in this, with our level of consciousness, is to look at their actions and say, okay, where's the love? Where can I find that? Because when I can find that, I can find a common ground. And then we be the change we wish to see. And things begin to shift. Slowly but surely, things begin to shift simply by who you are being, because you are emanating love. You are seeing everyone through the lens of love. And that's contagious. People feel it. And I want to thank you for helping me carry that torch. It's not always easy. It's okay to sometimes doubt it. And it's my hope that this has been a reminder that no matter how much you doubt, no matter what you've been through, you have the choice to continue to see the world through the lens of love. Thank you for making the choice. If this message has resonated with you, please share it with someone that could benefit from hearing it. I want to remind you that always, in all ways, you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.